Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I hope you're listening in. You can listen in on 670KLTT.com/Call to Freedom and get in on our programs there. You can also go to freedomstreet.org and click on that radio show right under resources. Listen to any show you would like to see. Also, you can go to Spotify, type in Freedom ST Radio, and that will get you to our program. We're not gone. No, we're not gone. We are here, and it's just an adjustment. We got to adjust to certain things, new things going on, but we are here. Aren't we, Kimberly?
That's right, we are. Yes,
yes we and are.
It is so good to be with all of you, knowing that it is for freedom that Christ has set us free, and yes, we are wanting your freedom. We want you to be free. And so we are giving this time and dedicating this time to speaking freedom into your life.
Yes, that's right. So, you know, take a moment. If you're listening to us today, because you are, take a moment to think about something wonderful God has done for you. That will get you off your focus on your own circumstances and say, Father God, you have done some wonderful things for me today. Just getting up out of bed was wonderful. And then let those joys just well up as you praise the Lord. That's, Kimberly, that's a key, praising and thanking God. Because he's done,
oh, that's good.
He's done everything. He's done everything
yes.
for us. Praise
yes.
God.
And really, it's us. We're the ones who don't see what we need to see. And if you're having a hard time seeing the blessings in your life, ask God to help you see.
Oh,
he's
yes.
the one who opens blind eyes. Mm-hmm. He will help you see all of the goodness.
That's
and the
right.
more we focus on the goodness, the more we are full of gratitude and thanksgiving, then the more we see it, the more and the more we see it. It's a wonderful cycle. It's a snowball effect.
Yes, it really is. It truly is. And Kimberly and I are so grateful for you. You have been a steadfast partner with us. And even though circumstances may change a little bit, we have to adjust. We have to align ourselves into a kind of a new area. But God is with us. He will direct you. He will direct us. And I'm praising God that one of these days we're going to meet you in the clouds with Jesus. It's going to be a wonderful time.
Oh,
praise the Lord. Kimberly, this verse that, of scripture that I have for this week has really blessed me physically. And also, as I am in the flesh, we are in the flesh. We got to realize that we are in the flesh, and sometimes that flesh is kind of in opposition to our spirit. But this is such a great verse in Romans 8, verse 11. And if any of you have physical issues, issues that you don't understand, just memorize this. Memorize this. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to my mortal body. Make it yourself. Make it personal. Through his spirit who dwells in you. Holy Spirit right now is your best friend for all eternity. Oh, Kimberly, that gives me such assurance and comfort.
Me too. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
This scripture is such a great scripture to memorize and to be meditating on, because
yes.
we are in a flesh body right now, but we are not just flesh beings
right.
and time beings. We are eternal beings. There is another part of us that is sitting with Christ right
mm-hmm.
now, victorious.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are experiencing some pain in your body or some symptoms that you are having a hard time with, and that are challenging you, even challenging
yes.
your thought process and giving you anxiety and stress,
yes.
then what we want to do is remember that we're not just flesh beings. We are eternal beings. Mm-hmm. We are seated with Christ in the heavenlies, and the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Mm-hmm. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through His Spirit who dwells in you. Yes and amen to that.
Amen. In the Message translation, Romans 8:11-12 says, but if God has taken up residence in your life, that means God lives in you. You think about Him. He dwells in you. You focus on His Word. If God Himself has taken up residence in your life, and I'm reading from the Message, you can hardly be thinking more of yourself than of Him. If you're thinking more of yourself in your situation today, it's going to be a downer, because when I think of myself and concentrate on myself, that could be depressing. But I think of God. In you I live and move and have my being. That's why I say that every day. And anyone, of course, who has not welcomed this invisible but clearly present God, the Spirit of Christ, won't know what we're talking about. But for you who welcome Him in whom He dwells, even though you still experience all the limitations of sin, you yourself experience life on God's terms. It stands to reason, and this is verse 11 of Romans 8, it stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the alive and present God who raised Jesus from the dead moves into your life, that's taken up residence, He'll do the same thing in you that He did in Jesus, bringing you alive to Himself. Oh, it's so good.
I have both my hands in the air right now. I am letting that be real to me. Yes, He is alive in this body. The God who raised Jesus from the dead has moved into this body. You who are listening, you can claim the same thing. Yes. The God who raised Jesus from the dead, that power, that life, that presence has moved in to your mortal body, to your little mortal body.
Little mortal body, that's right.
It's little, there's nothing impossible for Him in your little mortal body. He is the God of the universe, and He loves you. Mm. He loves to be with you. He loves to dwell with you and in you, and He wants your body to be His sanctuary. It is His sanctuary. We can say whatever ails us, whatever is coming against us, we can say in Jesus' name, be gone. I prophesy to this mortal body that you live and move and have your being in the presence of the Almighty One who made you for Himself.
That's the only reason, Kimberly, that John, who was on a rugged, empty island, could sit down and record Revelation, the book of Revelation, also 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and Paul, who was just days away from being beheaded, could say that, and indeed all who desire to live godly lives in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Okay, so I know I'm going to be persecuted in this flesh, in my soul, but I'm going to rely on you, Father God. And when you gave me the scripture of Ezekiel 36 today, I said, oh, okay, that's a different scripture. And then I started reading it, Kimberly, how God was promising the mountains of Israel will shoot forth with great yield their fruit. And you have seen that. And He says, I will return to you. So much wrong was going on in Israel at the time. People were even sacrificing their little ones for these gods. And Father God was grieved. He was grieved that His people would do such horrible things. And
you're saying that, and I just now had something drop into my spirit, and this is, I'm just going to share it. I'm just going to be obedient and put this out there. Mm-hmm. We can see those mountains being defiled in our life. The mountains that God has created for Himself, for beauty, for His people, for His city to be established. Mm-hmm. Let's just look at it as our own life. And that can be defiled with the brokenness of this life and with our own pride and the way that we think that we need to make this life work. Mm-hmm. And it's idolatry when we are not including him in our lives.
That's right.
And so we can even prophesy to the thoughts in our own mind, those mountains that have been defiled. We can prophesy just like Ezekiel 36 says, Son of man, prophesy to the mountains. The mountains of Israel, the mountains of my people, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, mm-hmm. because the enemy has spoken against you. See, the enemy comes in and tries to take over in our thought life.
Yes.
The enemy tries to take over in the way that we live. And then we find that we're no longer living for the Lord. I'm also seeing not just in a thought life, but also in an actual physical situation where cancer might be trying to take over. Cancer is not of God. He does not want cancer in your life, in your body, in your little mortal body. He wants to this body to be his sanctuary, yes. where health and wholeness and life is there. And so we look to him to be the answer, and we prophesy to that mountain, do not any longer be defiled, but come clean. Come clean,
yes.
and know that your Lord is on your side. He is for you.
Oh, he is. He even speaks to the mountains here in Ezekiel 36, Kimberly. Yes,
yes,
O mountains of Israel, I will cause men to walk upon you. The mountains in our lives are going to become like plains. It says in Zechariah 4:6, when we speak grace, grace on our situations, Kimberly, I mean, it's like the mountains just dissolve before us. And those are mountains that are going to keep us from being joyful, from praising God, being thankful. We're going to, you know, there's going to be depression trying to come upon us and all kinds of evil thoughts. But God says, I am here. I'm doing this for you. And all through Ezekiel 36, we see God is saying, I will do this. I will do this. I will be there. I will do this. And it's not us that do it any longer. We just lift our hands in praise and let God do it, what he has
That's right.
so good at doing.
In Ezekiel 36 and verse 4, it says, Therefore, O mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God, not just to the mountains, but also to the hills, and to the ravines, and to the valleys, to the desolate wastes, and to the forsaken cities, which have become a prey and a derision to the rest of the nations which are round about. The Lord is speaking life back into every condition
That's
that
right.
we might be experiencing.
Yes.
If it's prideful thoughts of mountains, and if it is the lowest waste places of going through the worst depression and that is discouragement. Oh man, that is one that will really take us down. I was actually feeling very discouraged yesterday. And I just started driving around. It was raining yesterday too.
Oh.
And I was driving around just saying, wow, where do you want me to go? This is feeling really heavy for me.
Yes.
And asking the Lord, what do you want? How do you want to do this? My flesh tendency is that I'm the one that's wrong. I need to make it right. I need to find a way to connect to the Lord. No, it's him. It's him.
It's him.
And when we just ask him, what do you want right here in the middle of this? He directs us. He does. He directs us.
Yes.
And he simply said to me, I want you to see that you are mine and I love you.
Yes.
I love you. Do you know, in Ephesians 3, we quote that a lot. I'm going there real quick.
Okay.
Because we quote Ephesians 3 quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of our favorite chapters, and verse 20 especially. I think you and I talk about that, to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory, right? Oh,
yes.
Ephesians 3 is so good. This is a prayer. Paul's prayer over the Ephesians. He's praying that they will not lose heart. He is praying that, and he says, for this reason, I bow my knees before the Father. This is verse 14 of Ephesians 3. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love.
That's right. Yes.
This whole prayer, it's coming down to love. This whole prayer is that he wants us to know the love of Christ, that we may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth of his love. Mm. To know the love of Christ,
yes,
which surpasses knowledge. This is the beauty of our God. His love is so great that it is what will defeat the mountains. It is what will go flowing into the valleys of discouragement and despair and depression. And when we ask him to do it, he is ready. He is more than willing. Mm-hmm. That is what he wants. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Yes. He is the one who is doing the entire work. I'm so sorry if you're hearing a bunch of noise in the background. You know we've got some remodeling going on here, and it's a little noisy.
We don't hear a thing. I want to add, good. You know, when we are in a dark place, he is the light. He is the light that we need to focus on. And when we are in a time of uncertainty, we don't know what direction to go, he is our hope. He's our hope and our joy in those difficult circumstances. You know, Kimberly, I was listening on my phone. I shouldn't have, but people complaining about the switching over from First Bank. That's our bank that a lot of people were banking, and going to PNC. And they were saying, I waited in line for hours, and then I didn't get an answer to my request, so I had to go here, I had to use a new app, and it's just difficult, I'm having so much trouble. I said, I'm not going to listen to that. I'm going to go into this new bank, PNC, I'm not going to have to stand in line for hours, I am just going to ask God for favor, and every time I do that, Kimberly, he gives me favor, and so I will have cooperation with the people there, and my accounts will be settled in just a few minutes. You know, when we're in a practical situation and we hear all this negative going on, it took me hours, I couldn't find it or anything like that. We need to thank God and go ahead of us, Lord. Go ahead of us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I know you well enough to know that you don't go unless he guides you and says, this is the day, mm-hmm. you know, or this is the time, this mm-hmm. is the hour.
Yes.
You really are led of him from the beginning, not just coming up with your own idea and asking him to give you favor on your own idea, but mm-hmm. you are so closely connected to him. You're in conversation with him all the time. And that is what brings the favor, is because we're not going outside of his will in any way. In fact, his will has become our will.
Yes.
And that is where our faith is increased. Our human nature has that tendency to just say, this seems like a good time. This will work for me in my schedule. But we leave God out of that when we're just trying to fit something into our schedule.
Yes.
And that's when our circumstances become really complicated, just like you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But faith increases when we continue to stay in constant conversation with the Lord.
Yes.
Isaiah 53 tells us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, every one of us. But our shortcoming is just simply not remaining in conversation with God.
That's right.
And that might sound a little too holier than thou for a lot of people. I'm not saying that I have made it to that place. I'm still struggling. Like yesterday, what was that discouragement I was feeling? And I'm driving around in discouragement, but then I finally ask him, what do you want to do with this? Mm-hmm. And he came to my answer. He came and answered me. He came to my rescue. Immediately.
Oh, praise
God. He showed me immediately that he wanted me to laugh. He wanted me to have joy because he has won the victory. He's got it all worked out. Mm-hmm. And I can trust him. I can trust him. So that conversation, I came back into conversation with him instead of just going round and round in my own thoughts, instead of just heading straight into my own schedule. I came back into conversation. And C.S. Lewis talks about that idea of the obedient and the disobedient people, that's too simplistic to think that there's only two types of people, the obedient and the disobedient. For we can actually be obedient in the sense that we follow a certain code, but we're still kind of doing it in a way that's thinking of ourselves. He calls it, C.S. Lewis calls it a tax paying kind of way, like we're paying the taxes. Okay. And so what he does is he describes three types of people instead of two, just the obedient and the disobedient. He said that there is the one type that's the disobedient type, those who selfishly live without rules or morals, living only for their own pleasure. And then there is the obedient type, those who acknowledge that there is a higher code of conduct than just living selfishly, mm-hmm. whether it's their conscience or the way their parents taught them or the Ten Commandments. They live by rules in a way that's like paying taxes. They're hoping that there will be enough left over for them to enjoy what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that what we do? We pay our taxes, but we're hoping that there will be plenty for us to enjoy our life the way we want to enjoy it. There's this tug of war going on in that scenario as they wrestle back and forth between following that higher code and feeling a pull of their own natural desires.
Yes.
But then C.S. Lewis goes on to describe a third class of people. And these are the ones who proclaim to live is Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Authentic Christianity is not simply doing mechanically what God says, but it's enjoying him.
Yes.
Oh, yes. My heart. I just feel a lump in my throat right now as I say, yes, enjoy God. Mm-hmm. We're not just robots trying to obey him. We're enjoying him. And, you know, there's even that purpose, that chief purpose of man that is proclaimed in the Westminster. It's the way theology, it's the way that I've heard Catholics talk about enjoying God. Man's chief purpose is to enjoy God.
Mm-hmm.
It's to glorify God. It's to glorify God by enjoying him forever.
Yes.
But I got that a little flip-flopped. So that's our chief purpose,
yes,
is to glorify God, but it's not to do it as robots who are just trying to obey rules. It's to do it by enjoying his will over our own.
Yes.
And when we continue to live life as if we are just adding God into our days, then we will see limited growth and limited joy. But if we will see ourselves as collapsing into Christ, melting into his life, so that we can truly say, for me, to live is Christ,
yes,
and then we will know the kind of Christianity that New Testament describes, that kind of power that's described in Ephesians 3, mm-hmm. that power to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us.
Mm-hmm.
That's his glory and his will for us.
Yes.
We will be joining him in it.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm just going on and on.
Well, when I going back to Ezekiel 36, God scattered Israel among all the nations because of their disobedience. They were dispersed through all the countries because mm-hmm. of their conduct and because of their idolatrous deeds. God had to punish them. There, you know, sin, we commit sin, but we have to face the consequences too. And it's important that they went from nation to nation and they still profaned his holy name. and said, these are the people of the Lord, yet they have to go forth out of his land. But then he promises, I will, in verse 23, I will vindicate the holiness of my great name and separate it for its holy purpose from all of the defilement that has happened before. I will forgive them. I am the Lord, the sovereign ruler, who calls forth loyalty and obedience. When I shall be set apart by you and my holiness vindicated in you before you, their eyes and yours. God has a name that is holy above everything else. And we've got to praise that name more than anything else in this world. And when we don't, there are consequences, Kimberly, but it's not that God doesn't love us any less. Oh, he loves us. And he says in
right.
Yeah,
let me just say real quick, his wrath is only because his people are being harmed.
Yes.
He doesn't want his people harmed. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the consequences come in, because sometimes even our own ideas harm us.
That's right. They do. And verse 24 says, for I will take you from among the nations and gather you out of all the countries and bring you into your own land. Well, we saw that in 1948 when Israel became a country. Then I love this verse, and you're the one that brought this up today. Verse 25, I will sprinkle clean water, Holy Spirit, upon you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness. God's going to do it. God does it. We don't have to come to him all cleaned up. No, we don't. And from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall heed my ordinances and do them. Oh, Kimberly, this half hour has just gone too quickly.
Oh. It really has. It has. But I'm so thankful that we were able to share some of this insight from Ezekiel and how the Lord longs to put that new heart in each and every one of us.
Yes.
Doesn't matter if we've been defiled or discouraged, he has this new heart for everyone. And he longs for us to be drawn to him. So in every circumstance, whatever it is, we can look to him and know that he is perfecting his good pleasure and his good will in our lives.
That's
and
right.
Bringing us up into a better place with him.
That's right. And that's why Philippians 2:13 says he is at work in every one of us, different circumstances, but he's at work to do his will and to work his work in us. Oh, praise God. Well, friend, I hope you enjoyed this time together. Go to Ezekiel 36 and study it a little bit more. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.